This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, an Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of Afternoons with Arcan and Hart is brought to you by our friends at Jackson Lumber and Millwork.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
We're right back to it. Afternoons with Arcan and Hart on WEEI.
The Columbus Blue Jackets, fueled by a three-goal first period, two shorthanded goals in the game, and a sparkling performance by Elvis Merzlikins, register a 5-1 victory over the Bruins here in Boston.
There's been a couple of wins where I thought maybe we were turning the page. That hasn't transpired. What you want in the first 20 games, you don't want to be out of a playoff race. We're not out of a playoff race.
Bruins smoked last night by Columbus. Monty fired today, according to Scoops Keefe, who reported that around, 1:50 this afternoon. Haven't seen a ton of people jumping on the Scoops Keefe bandwagon, which oftentimes genius rides alone. I'm choosing to believe Scoops Keefe because he's never been wrong about any of this stuff before. Basically, every single Bruins-related or really any scoop that I've ever heard him come on the air with like that has ended up being correct. I'd be remiss if I didn't at least point out that Tom Cuddy has reported that this is not the case. That, first of all, Jim Montgomery, this is the tweet from about an hour ago. Jim Montgomery remains Bruin head coach and will take questions after Wednesday's practice, which is an added detail there. Not just that he's still the head coach, but he's going to be here on Wednesday and he's going to take questions after practice on Wednesday, which if they are planning on firing him, that's a little cruel, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, just do it. Like, what are you going to make him oversee another practice and then answer questions of the media about how bad things are? And, hey, did you see the reports about you getting fired and all that? Like, at this point, I feel like that's, and listen, I don't know much about Monty the guy. I think he seems like a good guy, and he did have some success here in the first couple of years. Certainly in the regular season as head coach of this team, he was able to connect with them and motivate them and all of that to 100-point seasons. Disappointing ends in the first one. Last year, I think, was a little disappointing, too. But in general, he has a winning record as head coach. Just he's off to a terrible start. And this is something that I think we all were expecting. I was expecting this to happen at some point in the near future, if not today. And I think when you look at a game like what you saw last night, and a season like what you're seeing here from the Bruins, who right now, I'm going to go over these stats again, are 31st out of 32 in the NHL in goals per game at 2.4. They're 27th in total points, and I mean points as in goals and assists, not points in the standings. They're 32nd in power play percentage at 11.7. That's worse than the league. 25th in penalty kill, 28th in goals against, and 24th in save percentage. With both of those, I'm surprised they're that high. They suck at everything. They suck at everything this year. And when you have an offense that sucks, a defense that sucks, power play that sucks, penalty kill that sucks, and a goalie that sucks, you gotta look beyond just the head coach, I think. I mean, that's sort of where I am. Swayman's been terrible. He's probably the poster child for this because of the holdout and all the, bad feelings that went back and forth and everything. But you can say this about the entire roster. It's not like he's standing alone and they're losing all these games because he's not playing well. The reason why, and the main thing that I sort of thought about that game last night and when I knew it was all cooked, is when they called up that poor kid from Providence, this goon, to come out there and fight Olivier, and then promptly he gives up a goal. They give up a goal 2 minutes later. No spark, no effort, no nothing. And that's why I'm not necessarily sure that firing Montgomery is going to do anything. You've tried. He's tried a lot. And I know that some people think this is one of his Achilles' heels this year, that he's mixing up the lines too much, too inconsistent with who the pairings are and all of that. I think he was doing that just because he was desperate. He was doing it desperate for a spark, desperate to find some kind of combination that can go out there and give you two consecutive good games. And you just haven't seen that at all. And if you're getting outskated, outworked by basically every team in the league every night, you got to fire Montgomery, sure, but you have to do more than that. You have to make a real statement with this team. You have to make a statement to these players. I think you have to make a statement to this GM. There's a reason why you are in the position that you are here with this roster. You spent a lot of money on these players, but you don't have anybody coming up in this next generation to be the new Bruins or anybody that you could call up and say, hey, we need a little offensive spark here. They don't have anybody. They're calling up goons and Patras, who they keep sending back down. If they respond to this new coach, fine. If they don't, I'm ready to start blowing up this roster. I really am. I've had it with this whole thing, and really it goes back beyond just this year. I've had it with this whole thing. I've had it with high expectations, good regular seasons, crapping out in the playoffs, and now you're not even getting the regular season anymore. Like, no, I'm done. Goodbye.
How long do you give it? Like, they make the coaching change. It was sort of like...
When's the trade deadline? March? Sometime in March? Like, first week in March? I'd give it till the Super Bowl. How about that? I'll give it to February.
And what do you need to see?
I need to see this team start winning games. I need to see this team start not looking so dull and listless every time they go out there. I need David Pastrnak to not have games where he doesn't have a single shot on net.
That is amazing.
I need Swayman to stop giving up 4 goals a game. He's given up 20 goals in his last 5 games. Like, I need to see a lot here. And listen, as much as I fought for Swayman, he can go too. Like, all these at Pastrnak, and I know Pastrnak has a no movement clause, but whatever. So did Ullmark, and they tried to trade him. He said no. They tried again, and he finally said, okay, you don't want me, I'll go. And I think that same thing could be true of Pastrnak. We'll see. McAvoy too. Like, I'm not really married to any of these guys.
I am definitely not married to McAvoy.
You know?
He would be if I wanted to shake something up, McAvoy would be my guy. I just, to steal a phrase that's made the Boston media rounds, I don't see the fascination. Mm-hmm. I just don't get the fascination with McAvoy. I just don't see it, and he's making a boatload of money to... I thought he was a problem last postseason and in the spring, and now he's still a problem. You're looking for a spark? That's a spark. Because I think the D is the area most underperforming, although your guy Swayman is in the conversation, in my opinion.
He's been awful.
Especially coming off of not just the contract, but the way he hyped himself up, the whole asking for $10-plus million a year and setting the goalie market. To me, when you... Remember when Gerard Mayo said, Jalen Polk, if you're going to say you have the best hands, you better go out and catch the ball?
Sure.
I think Swayman's got a little bit of that to him. If you're going to act like you're one of the best goalies in hockey, you sure as hell better go out and look like one
Definitely.
Of the best goalies in hockey. And he hasn't. And
no.
But he
did at points last year. I mean, maybe not the best in hockey, but he looked like a top five goalie last year. And in the playoffs, he was a top two, you know?
But once you sign the contract,
right.
Once you say those things.
But Jalen Polk never had that as
no.
my point.
No. My point is, though, if you're going to say, if you're going to walk the walk, if you're going to talk the talk, walk the walk. And Swayman talked the talk, and he has yet to walk the walk. Now, I don't think you're trading him. You're not going to probably trade Pasta. Although I love how everybody turns on him. Pasta is suddenly, I don't know, there was a text earlier, like, terrible player. I didn't hear you call him a terrible player before now.
He's not a terrible player.
Like, but that's my point. Because
he's maybe one-dimensional scorer, but I mean, he's not a terrible scorer.
If there's
good
one dimension
yeah, right.
I'd like this team to have, it's a scorer.
Absolutely.
Right? But the
everybody else is zero dimension. So,
the D-core, I felt, was supposed to be the strength of this team. And it was even, some people argued against Swayman because they thought the goalies were a product of what was taking place in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
That this D-core made the goalies better. I just haven't seen that. From this core of defensemen, and I think that's where I would shake it up. I am of the belief that this is enough to start with, because I really do believe everybody thought this was a good hockey team entering the season.
Yeah.
So to now say, just like rip it down and tear the roster to shreds and start trading away, you know, 50-goal scorers and supposedly top-5 goalies and all these things, maybe just see if it is Montgomery, and it is a different team, and the makeup is different for whatever reason, and their emotional, motivational dynamic just didn't click anymore. I mean, basketball and hockey, isn't that kind of how it works?
Yes.
Those two sports, it's like you really are hired to be fired in those roles for the most part. Very few Popoviches or these real, you know, Kerr. You almost have to have a dynasty to hang around for a long time. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're out.
Yeah. Or you got to be Mike Socia in Anaheim. Remember, he won one World Series, and then he was the manager for like 20 years after that. But yeah, in general, I agree with you. 617-779-7937. Bob is in Brockton. He's been holding on a while to talk about this. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Good, Bob. What's up?
Yeah, I think Montgomery had to go. They had to do something, and starts the top, you know. And I think this is going to be a wake-up call for the Bruins. They got a great team.
You think they have a great team?
I think they have a very good team. It's the same team they had the last couple of years. They won all those regular season games. This year here, they're losing some regular season games. They're not playing at all. They're not even trying. Jim Montgomery couldn't get them motivated. You'd have to get rid of him first. And then, I mean, they sat Pasternak down for one period, and next game he came back and scored like two goals.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And then last night he didn't take one shot on that, Bob. I guess that's sort of the point. Like, you're right. There's been some great regular seasons, and, you know, we celebrate those to the extent that you celebrate them. But what are we really talking about here? How many times do you need to see this? How many times do you have to see the football get yanked away? You know, like, that's kind of my point, is that for 13 years, with a couple of exceptions, this team has crashed and burned at the end of these seasons, even if they do have a good regular season. And I'm just tired of that. I'm tired of expecting that every year. And now that you don't even get the regular season anymore, it's like, okay, maybe we've finally come to the end of the road here. Like, you remember all those years where it's like, you got to win one now because the Chara window is going to be closing.
Yep.
And the Krejci window is going to be closing. And the Bergeron window, all these windows are closing. Well, now they're all closed. All right, you got Pasternak here still and Marchand still here. But all those other windows have closed and kind of slammed shut. And right now, this year, it seems like they slammed shut right on your hand. And again, you know, they were good last year and they were very good the year before in the regular season. They looked like a type of team that you just was a wagon and was gonna maybe go on and win a cup or a couple of cups after that great regular season 2 years ago. I thought that team was going to be unstoppable. And instead, here you are now, crapped out. And to throw it all on Jim Montgomery, I just think is inconsistent. I do. I think that Don Sweeney has to answer for this. I think these players have to answer for this. And I just am not of the belief that promoting Joe Sacco and saying, all right, guys, this is it. Now, you know, get out there and take this season seriously. I feel like this team's broken beyond just a interim head coach repair. Like, that's a patch. You know those ads for what's that stuff called? It's like the quick patch where the guy slams it on on the water. The water's pouring out of the tank, and he slams it on there. Like, you're basically doing that, you know? I forget what that stuff's called, the easy patch or something. But, like, that's what you're doing. And that's not enough. That's not enough to fix what's wrong with this team, because we know what this team should be. The caller's right. There's talent on this team. Well, but it's not happening. It's not happening this year. And over the last 13 years, I've seen this movie enough times to know that even if they do pick it back up, What's the best possible outcome? They need a reset. This team needs a hard reset, and they just haven't had it.
So Brett Norton in the chat brings that up. They have talent. They're not a team, which feels like there's some truth to that, because that's where I think you could have this discussion. That would actually explain why people entered the season thinking this was a pretty good team on paper, bringing back talent that was representative of a decent team a year ago in terms of regular season and winning a playoff round. But that's on coaching, right? Isn't it a coach? I mean, hell, Miracle on Ice, isn't that the greatest of all time? Like, you bring the talent together, and we're going to become a team. And damn it, I'm going to make you into a team. And Herb Brooks made him a team. Jim Montgomery has not been able to make, and he's tried everything. And desperate was the word you used earlier.
Yeah.
He was desperate from pretty early on, it felt like.
Agreed.
Now, I don't know if that was contract-related, or if it was just Florida twice in a week span related and a slow start. But he became desperate fast, and it was, oh, we're going to break up the fourth line. We're going to move everybody around. We're going to do this. I'm going to call out Pasta. I'm going to call out Marchand. I'm going to call this guy out. I'm going to, you know, be more emotional, do a variety of different things. And none of them stuck. Now, I also never really saw the corner that he saw in those comments we played earlier, where he was like, it was a couple times I thought maybe we'd turned a corner. When were those?
And Marchand, the two
overtime
times Marchand saved his job, probably. Yeah, those
saving
times
a job is not turning a corner, right? Like, that's,
well, he thought it was, maybe, you know, like, yeah. I could see that.
I'd say the Colorado game when they went into Colorado and won.
That was a good win. You know?
Good wins aren't a corner. I feel like it's like a line. I need multiple points to turn a corner.
I'm not telling you it was. It clearly hasn't been. I think that's what he was referring to.
I think he was referring to what you said. He saw the axe coming and he was like, whew. Avoided it again. Thanks for that overtime. Whew! Avoided it again. I don't know that there was ever a corner where you felt any momentum. Like, I got suckered into it. There was that one game where Marchand had, like, 8 shots and was more active, and I was like, okay, maybe he's turning a corner. But I haven't seen this team turn a corner. I mean,
the Bruins have played 20 games. They've won back-to-back games twice.
Right. Aren't corners. No. You didn't turn a corner.
Right.
There's no, like, well, three
cone drill.
He
didn't say we turned the corner. He said, I thought maybe we could. After, you know, a win or two. And
that's
fine.
Overly optimistic.
Listen, it is
my
optimistic.
Friend.
And, you know, after that, you didn't hear much optimism. You haven't heard much optimism from him lately.
It's Flex Seal, by the way.
Flex
thanks
Seal.
To
thank you
700
very much.
Texters.
I could not remember what it was called. Flex Seal with that crazy guy. Yeah.
It worked.
And he has the whole boat made out of Flex Seal.
Was that Flex Seal?
I think so.
Because there
yeah.
was a whole line of Flex products. I think there was like Flex Putty and the Flex Paint.
Did that guy pass away? Bob.
No, the
Mays?
Other guy did.
Bob Hayes.
Billy Mays.
Billy Mays.
Billy Mays passed
job
away,
him.
But this guy yeah. is
yeah,
somebody
guy.
Else. Yeah, I forget what his name is.
Different guy. Yeah, yeah.
yeah. And who can forget the Slap Chop guy? Remember that guy?
Yeah, he went away. ShamWow, too.
ShamWow. I think that guy, and I'm not just saying this to be funny, that guy got in trouble because he.
Something
paid for
a
lady of the night, and she beat him up. She bit his tongue off, I think, or something.
Yeah, he was in the hospital. I think he got, I think he was, yeah. I think that derailed his career, because he was entertaining.
He was. I enjoyed those.
He was good, but that I think that totally derailed what was a promising infomercial career.
I mean, who among us, you know? Jason is in Maine. Go ahead, Jason.
Arcane Hart, how you doing?
What's up, Jason?
Not much. Hey, so I think this whole firing Montgomery, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but I don't think it's definitely the right move. Just on the simple fact of, I get that something needs to be done, but he's a scapegoat. This lies on Don Sweeney and Cam Neely. How long is their leash? Don Sweeney hasn't done anything since he's been GM. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Chiarelli was here for how long? That's when we won a cup. Chiarelli didn't mess around. He didn't BS. He got the talent here, and we were winning, and we won the cup, and then we went back to the Stanley Cup 2 years. Don Sweeney was riding Chiarelli's coattail for 3 years after Chiarelli left. I mean, what are we doing? When is the Jacobs family going to get, you know, wake up a little bit, grow a pair, and say, you two might just be the problem and clean house? I don't care what you did for the organization when you played or what you've done the last 10 years. But right now, this ain't working.
Yeah, listen, Jason, I think you're onto something there, and I think this season got the Jacobs' attention. I think it did, because generally their business model has been, you know, get everybody all excited and riled up in the regular season, get a couple of playoff games, you know, and then the gate for that, and then that's all we really care about. You know, that's really it. Just get to the playoffs, let the rest sort itself out. That's been sort of the business model, and right now that's very much in peril, and that's, you know, that's when it stops being acceptable. Rich is in Westport. Hi, Rich.
Hey guys.
Hello.
I agree totally with what you guys are saying. The what I see is that the four major league programs are everybody's spending money, but they're only one gate. The only one that's not doing that is, well, the only one that is doing it is WIC. WIC is performing and showing it by spending money.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else is doing the same thing.
Well, the Bruins are spending to the cap, Rich. I mean, they do have a hard cap, and they do spend to it, so you can't really blame them there.
Yeah, that's true. But then I go to executives. Then you got to get rid of them.
Okay.
Right?
Thanks for the call, Rich.
Yeah, thanks for the call. That's Rich. I don't even want to belabor that because we're up against the break here. But it said on the screen, Rich wanted to yell at us.
No, and
he comes on. He said, "I agree with everything you just said."
Well, first, he didn't even want to go on the air. He was just complaining about you guys to me, and then he.
What was he saying? What was he saying about it?
Well, he didn't like that you guys were just going off. I think Keefe's report. I don't know if he knew Keefe's name, but he said that guy's report, and I was assuming he meant Keefe. And he wanted you guys to get an actual newspaper reporter who covers
the Bruins. An actual newspaper
reporter! To get on the air so you guys could talk. Andy, he thought you were disinterested in it. He thought you were uninterested in the Bruins because you're a football guy.
Yeah.
That's what he told
me. Yeah, Andy, football guy. I mean, well, whatever. He got on the air and he didn't
say
anything.
I'm more interested in football, but
I thought
it's just called, a reality.
I thought
so most people.
Just fine. So there you go. 617-779-7937. Yes.
Quick question.
Yes.
So, speaking of interest in the Bruins and hockey, Nesson still does that, like, $30-something app, right?
Yes.
So, that would be something where, legitimately, what I talked about, if they're unwatchable in this post-cable streaming world...
I mean, the Nesson app is kind of unwatchable. Anyway, I think Netflix has issues.
But
they charge $30 and there's a bunch
$30
of tech issues.
$30 a month and
and their team, you're missing. You're burying
the
lead.
Team sucks,
the team stinks.
Both teams stink.
You're going to pay $30. Like, this is more Netflix-like. Like, you're watching an event that isn't good, it's not well-produced, and I'm paying for it? So that's an area where you could, in this day and age, legitimately see instant right? Like, you could see somebody could cross their desk. Oh, my God, we lost 37% of our Nessun 360 subscribers.
Our subscribers
this month.
Just bailed.
Because they're unwatchable right now.
Yep.
They stink. Because if I paid $30, that's different than they're just on my cable. So I switch over to something else.
I don't think we need to hit breaking news or whatever. Frank Saravelli. The Bruins have announced Coach Jim Montgomery has been fired.
Ooh.
Replaced by Joe Sacco on an interim basis. Credit to Keefe. At Keefe21, who was way out in front of
Did
this
Did he
list.
Say that?
Hey.
Yeah. Frank Saravelli just
nice
tweeted this out 40 seconds ago.
That's a man right
it
there.
It is official. The Bruins have announced Jim Montgomery is fired. He will be replaced by Joe Sacco. Keefe had this hours ago. In your face, Tom Cuddy. And there you go. We'll continue with this. We'll continue with your phone call, 617-779-7937. Here's Stiz with What's Trending.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
We're right back to it. Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
All right, I think I have the scoop.
Do you?
You ready for the scoop?
Scoop away.
Ready for
the scoop? We've been on pins and needles. Wait, wow.
Pins and needles. Jim Montgomery is out. Joe Sacco taking over.
Jim Montgomery fired by the Boston Bruins. Yep. Joe Sacco will be replacing him on the Bruins bench.
Boom.
According to hashtag ScoopsKeith.
Now, I don't know when they're officially going to announce it, but that is the news. I mean, they don't play until Thursday, so you got the rest of the day. My guess is tonight. I swear to God, yesterday. I said the same thing. After the game they lost last night, I was thinking it's going to be during Celtics-Cavs. It very well could be during Celtics-Cavs, but you remember where you heard it here first.
ScoopsKeith, bullseye again. Doubt him at your own risk. I don't even know why you'd bother at this point.
He was wrong about the time, though, I can say. That was a guess.
Yeah,
speculating.
We probably could have cut that off a
he
little.
He was speculating there. He said it would happen at the beginning of the game. It ended up happening about 10 minutes ago.
I also could argue.
Yes?
He may be the reason it happened earlier.
Oh.
If he hadn't reported it, maybe they would have waited. But when it was already out there.
Well, they still waited three hours.
We did 2 hours on it, basically, talking about it. I think you got to kind of lower the boom.
They didn't want him to be right on the time. They're like, all right, he's right that we're going to fire the coach, but we don't want him to get the
time. Screw that guy. Do it at 4:20 instead of 7:30 or whatever.
You think they ever wonder if they have a leak in the organization?
I mean, you would think at this point.
Because he is nailing the hell out of every Bruins story.
I mean, really.
Remember, you thought the Patriots were trying to snuff out somebody at
trying to flush out a rat.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. But
they better start
flushing
with the Bruins.
Not that I want Scoops to lose his source.
But doesn't somebody have to be like, how come this guy at EEI is always dead on
Got
and
everything.
Early?
Yeah, I mean, he nails it every
single
time.
And that's a team that has pushed back. Don Sweeney and Cam Neely pushed back on stuff. They've never been able to push back on Scoops Keefe because he's always right.
Yeah, and how about this, too? No one else got it. Saravelli, Drager, DuPont, Haggerty, everybody. Like, nobody else got this scoop because nobody else co-signed it, and they all waited until the Bruins came out with their statement, which I have right here.
Real quick question, though.
Yes.
So do you think Scoops Keefe may have known before Montgomery?
Because
if so, that's not a good look for the Bruins.
Because
I think there's a chance.
Yeah.
Because if
it's possible, yeah.
Because once Montgomery
knows, officially knew?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, once Montgomery knows, I feel like then agents are involved, or then he can leak it to somebody, and I feel like it would have been confirmed or been put out there. I think there's a chance Scoops Keefe knew before Montgomery did.
Could be. Maybe they were flushing out the rat with Tom Cuddy with the fake story. Maybe that could be it.
Interesting.
He was getting the fake
Or maybe Tom Cuddy was just looking at his emails like, well, he's scheduled to talk after practice tomorrow, so I'll just go with that.
Could be as simple as that. Don Sweeney and Cam Neely have both made written statements.
Hate it.
What do you hate about it?
I just, the two-headed monster thing.
Oh, you hate that they both exist?
Who fired him?
Right.
Who fired him?
They did.
What does that mean?
What do you mean? They fired him.
No. Who makes decisions over there?
Don Sweeney.
Oh, so,
Don Sweeney made this decision.
So then why does Cam Neely need to be included?
Well, because
he's
the president of the team. He's putting out a statement.
I hate it. But go ahead.
Anyways.
Statements.
Whenever there was something with the Patriots, Belichick and Kraft would both make a statement. Right?
Not with...
Generally, yes, I think so.
With, like, a
with
player...
big stuff?
No, but, like, for example, when they... Well, remember 2 years ago they put out the release that we've immediately begun negotiations with Gerard Mayo to stay here and something... Like,
yeah. All right.
It's
Belichick
Robert
didn't,
talking.
He didn't mention
it's
that.
It's Robert
yeah.
talking. Mm-hmm. And this is different because this isn't an owner. I would actually understand if this statement came from Don Sweeney and Jacobs.
Right.
Because it's an owner and then the guy who... You get an extra layer in there somewhere.
It's true.
I don't
An extra buffer.
It. Yeah.
Family had a lot of buffers. Don Sweeney's statement. Quote, today I made a very difficult decision with regards to a coaching change. It's a funny way to start that, with regards to a coaching change. Today we fired the coach. Jim Montgomery is a very good NHL coach and an even better person. He has made a positive impact throughout the Bruins organization, and I am both grateful and appreciative of the opportunity to work with him and learn from him. Jim's accomplishments as the Bruins head coach include a record-breaking and historic season, and I want to thank his entire family and wish him, Emily, JP, Colin, Ava, and Olivia, I believe his wife and kids, all the success and happiness with their next opportunity. Our team's inconsistency in performance in the first 20 games of this 2024-25 season has been concerning, and below how the Bruins want to reward our fans. I believe Joe Sacco has the coaching experience to bring the players and the team back to focusing on the consistent effort the NHL requires to have success.
Consistent effort.
We will continue to work to make the necessary adjustments to meet the standard and performance our supportive fans expect. Any thoughts on that statement before I read Neely's?
You paused at the right word. Effort.
Mm.
They think, now, they should think it's effort, because guess what? If it's not effort, then what is it? Talent.
Yeah.
And if it's talent, guess who that points at? Yeah. Not with a finger, but with a thumb, right?
This guy.
Don Sweeney and right. Cam Neely. So, yeah, whether they truly believe it's effort or are just trying to cover their asses and say it's all about effort, that is the key word of the statement.
Yeah. Regards to a coaching change. All right, here's Cam Neely's statement. On behalf of the Boston Bruins, we thank Jim Montgomery for his accomplishments and impact on our organization. Jim's open and honest communication with players, staff, and management, as well as the positive attitude that he brought to the rink every day, helped lead our franchise to several on-ice accolades, including a historic 65-win season in 2022-23. We wish Jim and his family the best moving forward, both personally and professionally. I'm supportive of Don's decision to address our current play and performance. Joe Sacco has a wealth of experience and knowledge of our roster and can help lead our team in the right direction. He has a strong understanding of our standards and expectations, and I trust he will do all he can to accomplish our organization's goals this season.
So he answers the question to some degree. He puts it on Sweeney firing Montgomery. I'm supportive of his decision.
Right.
Okay, but why do I need to hear from you? And if I need to hear from you, then I might as well hear from Jacobs, too. Well, why isn't he supportive of your support?
You're not hearing from them. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And people are mocking it. They're, you know, it's like Foxborough. It's a collaborative. They all hold hands while they fire each other and things of that nature. But it's just a weird structure that I don't love. But I also would question, in Sweeney's, he said, today I made the decision. Do you believe that?
Today I made the difficult decision. No, I don't think it was made today. Yeah. I think this was probably made a week ago.
Scoops Keefe told us, what was that, 2 weeks ago plus?
Yeah, Bridget also said if they lose two of the next four games, then it's probably going to be it.
Yeah.
So I think there was some kind of idea in the building of, all right, this is, unless you reel off like five or six wins in a row, this is over.
Bridget right. said when they were in Philly, her and Scott were expecting to write an article if they lost that game
right.
that Montgomery was going to be fired.
Yeah.
So you didn't wake up today and say, boy, that was a crappy game last night, I'm firing him. Mm-hmm. You've been thinking about firing him for weeks. And maybe that was the final straw, maybe whatever, the timing, however you felt it was going to go better. So that's a little misleading, I think.
Jim yeah. Montgomery is on the hot seat.
When was that? Do we have a...
31st.
So yeah, more than 2 weeks
All
ago.
All Hallows Eve.
2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, the hot seat is what it is. We all were expecting something here, and we all knew going into the season that they weren't in love with Jim Montgomery. They didn't extend him. Right? I mean, we knew he was a lame duck coach coming
Huge
into this
part.
Season after these two pretty good seasons that he had. As the first year was a great, they both talked about it in their statements. You know, 65 win, a record-breaking season. And last year, we won a playoff round and got knocked out by the eventual Stanley Cup champions. But, you know, despite that, we still feel like we got to move on and go to Joe Sacco. And listen, I'm not sitting here crying for Jim Montgomery, but I do think that whatever the problem is goes beyond him, which I've been saying all along. Go ahead, Brian.
I do find it interesting. They only mentioned the first 20 games of the year this year as the reason they fired him. They didn't talk about the underperforming in the playoffs either of those 2 years. They kind of just gave him credit for the previous 2 years and all of his regular season accomplishments. Didn't talk about his, you know, shortcomings in the playoffs, and really just put it on the first 20 games of the season this year.
Yeah, and I understand that, because that's with Cassidy, it was the same thing. With Claude Julien every year except the one, it was the same thing. Like, they always kind of underachieve in the playoffs. That's not something new or unique to Jim Montgomery. What's new and unique to Jim Montgomery is getting off to a bad start. That's why he's yep. fired. It's not because of the playoffs last year. They could live with that. If they had started off the season well again this year, we'd probably be talking about an extension for him right now.
And I... bad start is also probably under-describing it, in my opinion. Now, I could probably Google this somehow, but I feel like they have to lead the NHL in, like, games lost by three or more goals.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like all the time they're losing 5-1, 5-2, 7-2. Yeah. They're getting smoked. It's not, damn it, another 3-2 loss. Another 2-1 loss. They give up a lot of goals, and they don't score a lot of goals. They have, what, the third worst goal differential, I believe, in hockey right now? Even when they were in the regular playoffs, not the wild card, they had the worst goal differential of anybody that was in a playoff spot at that time. Like, they are a really bad hockey team. And I do think he keeps mentioning, or at least Sweeney mentioned, fans in there. That's a little bit in my world where I bring up entertainment value. You have expectations. Right. You want to be entertained, or even beyond entertainment, you know, blue-collar fan base, blue-collar team, big bad Bruins, a certain fight to them, right?
Yeah.
This team right now doesn't have a lot of fight to it.
This team doesn't have anything right now.
Yeah. But it'd be one thing if you can't score, but you're kind of scrappy. I wouldn't say they're scrappy. I wouldn't say they're feisty. I wouldn't say they're competitive. If there's a good adjective to describe a hockey team, they don't earn it right now. And I think there is a little bit of an acknowledgement of that to their fans.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Bruins tickets are surprisingly affordable right now, by the way.
Yeah.
You go on the secondary market, you can find good seats for like $100.
Hmm.
Which, you know, again, it's
maybe
like $100, but like you can get up in the cheap seats for like $40.
Yeah, I just picked up a pair for $60 each for an upcoming game.
Yeah.
Weekend. Yeah.
I saw Hillman
tied to this
game the other day.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, you expecting a bump post Montgomery or?
No.
It's just the season's been going so poorly. I feel like people aren't
get on the train now. What if Sacco turns it around? Those prices are going to go through the roof.
Medford guy.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Local fella makes good.
That'd be nice. Texter says the Bruins are lame. Don't post a written statement. Announce in person and then take questions. It sounds like the Red Sox. Don Sweeney and Joe Sacco will meet with the media at tomorrow's practice. So there you go. We'll see how that goes. I don't think Neely's going to be there. I definitely don't think the Jacobs are going to be there. But Don Sweeney and Joe Sacco will take questions from the media. It says they'll meet with them, so I assume that means taking
questions.
What's
your questions. First question?
When was this decided? When did you decide to do this?
Because
he says, today I made the difficult decision. I'm going to say, was it really made today? Did you really make that decision yesterday? Was this something that was in the works? And why did you enter the season without an extension for him? Why did it have to come to this?
That's a good question right there. I think I would ask, hey, this is for both of you guys. Joe, no disrespect, but you've been on staff through the horrible start to the year. How do you feel like you can impact change on this team right now, despite the fact you were already in the building?
Mm-hmm.
And Don, same question to you.
Yeah. I mean, sure. There you go. 617-779-7937. We'll continue with your phone calls here on the Bruins. The Celtics have a big game tonight. We'll touch on that as well as some Red Sox news involving Juan Soto. All that's still to come here on WEEI Afternoons.
WEEI.
I love EEI, man.
WEEI.
WEEI. New England's
sports original. AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download.
More of Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
Talk about it, figure out why. We look at it, what we're doing sports science-wise. We'll come up with answers. You know, right now, I don't have an answer for you. It's up for you guys to figure that out and come up with a reason. We just weren't good enough. You guys can write what you guys think is the malaise on the team and what's going wrong. We're just not playing good enough.
Jim Montgomery, we hardly knew ye. Monty out. The team has made it official. We just read the statements that were put out by Don Sweeney and by Cam Neely. Don Sweeney and Joe Sacco, the interim head coach, will address the media tomorrow. Practice as the next iteration of the Boston Bruins coaching staff takes form here. And I am rooting for Sacco, obviously. I'm rooting for the Bruins to sort of turn this around. I've been from the first time they dropped a puck on the season, I've been disappointed with this team. And not going to demand apologies like from earlier, that caller who called in and apologized to me. I'm not going to demand that from anybody. But to everyone who said I was overreacting after those first couple of games, well, you know, sometimes you just see what's in front of you. And I think the Bruins are seeing what's in front of them right now, and they're going to make a change. Now, Don Sweeney, this is the third coach that he's fired, right? Did he fire? He fired Julian, right? So he fired Julian.
Yeah, I believe so.
He fired Cassidy, and now he's fired Jim Montgomery. And over the course of that time, this team has not won a Stanley Cup, right?
He did fire Claude.
He did fire Claude. That's what I thought. So, you know, you're looking at a guy now who's on his fourth coach, who's had a lot of very, I think, disappointing finishes to these seasons. And this season in particular, you made a couple of signings that so far look like they're going to be very difficult contracts to move on from. You know what I mean? Like you, Lindholm, that's a lot of money and a lot of years. Zadorov, who I like a little bit more than I like Lindholm so far, to be sure. But these are guys who are not producing. These are guys who are supposed to be your big improvements to this roster that won a round in the playoffs last year. And Montgomery's getting all the heat for it. Right? Like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's hard for me to separate the team and the roster and everything else from the failures that we've seen so far to start this year, because this has been, and I know that they still technically are in the wild card, in that second wild card, but they're falling fast and playing with no energy, with no real drive from the rip on these games. I mean, they start off, they're down 3-0 in the first period, it seems like every other night, and no one's picking it up. No one's really picking it up for him. Marchand tried a couple of times. He had a couple overtime game winners that probably saved this day from happening weeks ago or months ago. But this was inevitable. Firing Montgomery was inevitable because that's what hockey teams do. They fire their coach when you get off to a bad start,
yep.
Especially teams with high expectations. What's next? What do you do next? If Joe Sacco doesn't turn this around, what's the next step here? Because I don't necessarily think that's happening.
Speaking of Joe Sacco turning it around, did you know Joe Sacco, between AHL and the NHL, has been a head coach of a hockey team for 6 seasons? Of those six
right.
seasons, how many times did his team qualify for the postseason?
Twice.
Once,
okay.
His first year in Colorado.
I was going to say, I thought that Colorado team had at least
two. He won the Jack Adams that year, right?
They were the eighth seed. Then did not qualify, and then the last year, I don't even think he made it through the season. And then his 2 years in, I guess, Cleveland, the Cleveland Monsters, he did not qualify for the AHL playoffs. So
Cleveland Monsters?
Not exactly Midas touch when it comes to being behind the bench.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Not that that necessarily means he can't do the job here. I just, it feels weird to me that you have a team that needs a spark, and the spark is one of the assistants that's been around all year long.
Right.
There's a little disconnect there in my plan of how this is going to logically play out successfully for this team to suddenly turn the corner and get the most out of the talent that most people seem to like coming into the season, and most people now seem to have turned on. That is sort of my general takeaway on this. Most people kind of liked the roster. They kind of liked the Lindholm addition, right? They kind of liked keeping Swayman. They kind of liked certain aspects of the roster. Not that it was the perfect roster. And now all of a sudden, everybody hates the roster because this team stinks. And it's a classic example of you can't fire all the players.
Right.
Or really any of the players in that form or fashion. And the easy move is to change the coach. It's why they do it in basketball and hockey all the time.
Yeah.
That's the reality.
Yeah. Last time they did this, well, that's not true. Because the last time they did this, they hired Jim Montgomery. When they fired Claude, they brought up Cassidy from Providence.
Right.
The coach in Providence right now is Mugenal, I think is his name. Ryan Mugenal. I don't maybe pronouncing that wrong. I'm sorry. I don't watch a lot of Providence Bruins games. If that's the next move, then okay. I don't necessarily think that, you know, you have a lot of great options here. And I think that when it comes to the offseason, they may stick with Sacco. I don't know what they're going to do. But there's not a ton of names out there. There's Quenneville, who does have the Stanley Cups. I mean, there's certainly a guy that you can look at and say he's got the resume if you want to try and flip things around quickly. But there's just so much baggage with Quenneville and everything that happened with him the last couple of years in Chicago that led to him getting fired. I mean, we don't have to go relitigate all that because I don't think it's at all realistic that they bring him in here. But there's just not a lot of big splashy options, and I'm not sure if that's even what they're going for. I think that, in general, this is sort of meant to be a spark. This is sort of meant to be something where the roster's supposed to look at it, everybody on the team's supposed to look at it and go, oh my God, we just got the coach fired. We got to turn this around. We got to start really playing here and getting our act together. And I'm just not sure that that's happening here. I'm not sure that this team is capable of that. They're not one new coach away, I think, from turning this around. it's hard to watch this team night in and night out and think, man, if only the coach was a little bit better, then Pastrnak would have had a shot on goal last night, or Swayman wouldn't be giving up four goals a game, or all these other things. The D-men wouldn't be turning it over in their own zone all the time, and Mason Lorai wouldn't be unable to handle a simple pass, giving up a shorthanded goal back the other way. Like, this is, and I know I'm just talking about this last game, basically, but like, this is a real problem this year. They don't really have many games that they can look at and hang their hat on. They don't have a lot of good wins this year. Most of their wins are against bad teams. They play a good team, they get smoked. And now they're getting smoked by the bad teams, too.
So a texter said it worked out for Joe Mazzulla. Why can't it work out for the Bruins? Well, it's not
Mazzulla
the same started
the year, yeah.
Right. And with a good team, a team that had been to the final. Didn't they go to the finals the year before?
They did.
Yeah, they went to the finals the year before and lost to the Warriors. Like, he took over a good young team that was playing well, that was achieving, and he started the year. And they started, wasn't it like 21-2 or something stupid? Wasn't his record out the gates ridiculous?
Yes.
Because people had doubts about him, and they won. That's the major difference.
It's amazing, too, because Montgomery had such a great start. It's amazing that we're at this point right now with him.
And that's why I think there's just a weird cultural air in that dressing room or something.
He was an outsider, yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I don't. And it's interesting because Razor, you remember, thought, early on when we talked to him, they love him. If he doesn't have a contract, they're not going to like it. They're going to be trying to pushing for it. I don't know that we've gotten any example of that. We shouldn't. Other than a couple overtime goals, there's been no real example of them fighting for their coach's job or like going to the mat for him, so to speak. They kind of went down with a whimper. They said, you're probably going to fire the coach, so we're just going to go get killed again.
Yeah. Listen, that's pretty much it. We'll have more on this in just a second here. 617-779-7937. There's some tweets I want to read, but first let's go to Jay in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, guys. Good show as always.
Thank you.
I don't think Joe Sacco is, I don't think he's going to be the answer for this team.
Why not, Jay?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Why not?
I think we're getting gaslighted, the famous word again. This Boston Bruins team, Christian, don't apologize because you said it. They've been a joke for a lot of years. Let's do have a great regular season, and we'll go down in the first round. Everything's hunky-dory, right? Mm-hmm.
And they seem very okay with that. Thanks for the call, Jay. They've seemed
I would take
very
that
okay
right
with
now.
That. I would certainly take that right now over what you're seeing here, but that's why he's getting fired. You know, if they had gotten off to a good start and flamed out in the playoffs again, he'd probably get an extension. He probably would get an extension in, January or something like that. They would have said, okay, this guy's got a good record. His record, by the way, with the Bruins, you ready for this? 120-41-23.
It's pretty damn good.
That is a ridiculously good record to get fired with, as Razor just tweeted out. A tough league for a coach when you have a record of 120-41-23 and still get fired. From what I, we remember when Montgomery came here, there was some baggage that came along with it.
Sure.
He seemed like a model citizen. It seemed like the team liked him. However, this year, he was really going back and forth with guys like Marchand a lot. Even last night. There was a clip I saw circulating on Twitter today, which I actually missed when I was watching the game. But I don't remember at what point in the game it was. He's on the bench. He's yelling at Marchand, and Marchand starts patting the C on his chest and pointing at the ice. And so I don't know exactly what the
I think he said, I'll be here longer than you will be, so get out of my face.
Could have been something like that.
I'm the captain now.
Yeah. I mean, he's been the captain all year, but yeah.
The real captain. This is my show now. Get out.
Sometimes guys say things and then act a different way when the door's closed. And I don't know. I mean, the idea that, they all love Monty so much, Monty's the best, they all let him, I don't know about that.
If you loved him.
Is anyone fighting for him? Are you going to hear anybody stick up for him?
You couldn't have universally played this poorly and this lifeless and this fightless.
Agreed.
If you loved the guy.
Yeah.
And so there's some sort of disc, and they may have loved him at some point. I have no idea. I'm just saying right here, this season, the losing, the way you're playing, there was a disconnect between the head coach and his players. I'm sorry, you cannot convince me otherwise based on the results, based on the emotions, based on everything that was going on. But, I mean, him calling them out for being out of shape retroactively, right? They were out of shape. And then the various desperation moves, there was a disconnect between him, the leadership, and the rank-and-file player, no doubt.
Yep, 617-779-7937. We'll continue with your phone calls right after this.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.